Hey, good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. I tell you what, they used to say, if you go down to the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. But we can upgrade that in 2019. If you go down to St. Albans this very afternoon, you're in for a huge treat as two of the UK's strongest men compete mano a mano in a deadlift competition. Right now, to tell us all about it, we're lucky to be joined on the line by reigning, defending UK's strongest man, Par O'Dwyer. Good morning, Par. How are you doing?
Well, good, Tony. How are you keeping?
Hey, do you know what? I've got no grumbles, and as I say, it's an honour and a privilege to be speaking to the great and the good like your good self, matey. Welcome to Verum Sports.
Thank you.
Well, first and foremost, Par, I mean, lots to unpack, but I've got to ask you this one. How does it feel waking up every morning knowing that you are reigning, defending UK's strongest man?
It's great until you get up out of bed and you have pains in your back and your hips and your knees sore and your shoulders are sore. But other than that, it's great.
Hey, well, I guess it's a truism, that old one they used to say, no pain, no gain, my man.
Exactly, yeah, that's it.
But this is an interesting one today. Obviously, we're looking forward to the summer, July time, where it gets underway again. You'll defend your title here in St. Albans, UK's strongest man. Comes back to St. Albans. But today, there's a little bit of a treat. You're going mano a mano against England's strongest man in a deadlift competition. Are you feeling up for this? Are you feeling pumped?
Yeah, I can't wait for this. Now kind of meet up with Sean again after last year and get this event going. It's a good challenge. It's a quarter of a ton deadlift. And it's last man standing, so it should be an easy enough win from the UK.
I mean, look, that just staggered my mind. I love the way you just throw it. It's a quarter of a ton, like it's you know, like most of us talk about having our breakfast.
Yeah, but quarter of a ton would be relatively light. So it's like if you come to like UK's strongest man, we had a car deadlift there, and it was 100 kilos over that again. It was close to a half ton deadlift.
Gotcha. So this is just
it's just a walk in the park for us.
Bring it on, I love it. Quarter of a ton, just a walk in the park, marvellous. And it's all kicking off, it will have kicked off, I think we'll be around about 1 o'clock today at the Albans Arena, but it's going to be exciting. I'm chatting to you just ahead of this as you prepare. But that's a key word for me, Par. I'm fascinated. Prepare. Because how on earth do you prepare for lifting a quarter of a ton? It's not like you can just pop down to your local gym, is it, I guess?
It's not, no, it takes years and years of proper training, proper nutrition. I joined the gym about 10 or 12 years ago now, and at that stage I was only 11 stone, didn't know what I was doing, but you know, I stuck with it, I never give up. I've never gone more than 2 or 3 days without going to the gym and training. And 10 years later, I'm 23 stone. And loving it.
And UK's strongest man. I tell you what,
there's a
really powerful message in there from a powerful man, which is to just keep going at things, and you just never know where the journey will take you. It's brought you to St. Albans today for this deadlift challenge. He's no mug, though, is he, Sean Logan, who you're taking on? England's strongest man. So you are the champion of the whole island, and this the guy is representing England today. So I would imagine just a little bit of a needle going on as well.
Small bit, just, yeah. Yeah, Sean is good, though. It should be a good enough battle, and we're looking kind of for redemption after last weekend in the rugby.
Okay, well, listen, I was not going to bring it up, my man, but I tell you what, it's World Cup, yeah, I tell you what, it's exciting. I fancy Ireland to bounce back big this weekend, but
we will. Yeah. Yeah. We'll be bouncing back and bouncing off those Scottish.
It's a Celtic storm and we love it, but today it's a literally explosive action. The thing is, which is fascinating to me about your wonderful sport, is obviously you need immense power, but the cardiovascular element to it, a lot of the events that will be at St. Albans in the summer, as well as immense strength, you know, you need to have that explosive force as well, don't you? How do you combine the two elements of the kind of pure power and that kind of cardiovascular, longer-term drive, I guess?
It's tough. I mean, even if you look at the UK's strongest man, it's probably the hardest competition in the world because it takes place over 3 days.
Yeah.
And you have 5 events each day. And, like, you're tested from everything. Your grip is tested, your back, your overhead, your fitness. You're running with these... Like, last year, in the final, we were running with 120-kilo tyres. So these tyres are well over 20 stone, and we're running them on our shoulder.
Again, so,
and then we got
staggering.
The boulders then as well. Yeah.
And so, what a spectacular as well. I know a lot of people there were lucky to be there. The atmosphere was great. It's going to be special. It's going to be special today in your deadlift challenge. But just build the mood, because I know tickets are on sale. I know they're going to go like hotcakes. But just remind us what we're going to have in store when you defend your title and your UK Strongest Man crown in the summer here again in St Albans.
Oh, it's going to be a great show again. There's a lot of big plans again for the show this year. And, of course, if people want to come down and watch me win it again, that'd be great.
Hey, I love the confidence. I love the confidence. The confidence of a true champion, Par, it has to be said.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there's a rich heritage across your great island with strongmen. I know the daddy, Glenn Ross, we spoke to him a few times, instrumental in bringing it over to St Albans. And also, he's been cooking up in his dungeon, as he says, some new, unique events. Have you got any inside information yet? Do we know what we can expect? Or is it going to be kind of piled on you on the day scenario?
You know, a lot of people think I get the upper hand, because he's from Ireland as well, but I'm actually the last to know what events are coming up, so I have no clue what he's cooking up.
Hey, watch this space.
I bought him a couple of drinks last night now to see if I could get a few answers out of him, but I couldn't.
Loosen the tongue, as they say. Fabulous stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
But I tell you, I've got this lovely image of this giant Glenn of the Danny Ross, kind of almost like a mad scientist cooking up these crazy events.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting show. I'm not sure what he has planned, but like I say, I bought him whiskey, bourbon, pints, but nothing was getting the answers out.
I would wager the man could hold his liquor, so to speak.
Yeah, that's for sure, yeah.
Anyway, Par, today is underway just a few short hours. Just remind us what we've got in store in our very midst today with you taking on England's strongest man, Sean Logan, in a deadlift challenge.
So, yeah, it'll be myself and Sean taking on each other in the deadlift challenge. It'll be quarter of a ton for repetitions, and it's the last man standing.
Excellent.
So it'll be a good show.
I tell you what, I mean, that alone is just astonishing to me. You've blown my fragile little mind, Par. Just in closing, as I say, I know tickets are going on like hotcake. It's going to be the hottest ticket in town July when the UK Strongest Man returns. Where can we go for more information and to get in there quick, make sure we get these important tickets?
You can go onto the Facebook, Instagram or Twitter on the official Ultimate Strongman. com as well. They have a website there as well to buy tickets.
Hey, perfect. Well, Par, I tell you what, I wish you well today in your challenge. I wish the Irish well as they look to bounce back against Scotland today. And I'll look forward to picking things up with you in the very near future. But thank you for joining us today on Verum Sports.
Excellent. Thank you. Thanks a million.
Hey, top man. Thank you.